Ooh. That was good. Good job, guys. You're done. You want to stay up here? You want to do it with me? Come on over. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, band. Let's hear it for the band. One more time. We got some new people in the band today stepping up, using their gifts and talents. It's really awesome. Well, happy Father's Day to you. My name is Greg Robbins. I'm one of the lay leaders here. I am not an ordained pastor, nor do I have any degree in preaching, but I love to share stories. So I'm here to share a little bit of Father's Day story with you. But first, before we begin, I'd like to open us up in a word of prayer. Father God, thank you. We come to celebrate you. We come to give you the praise and the glory as our Heavenly Father. And I just ask, Father, that you, your Holy Spirit, will be with me in the words that I'm about to share, and be with the congregation in their hearts to be receptive to that word. Thank you, Father, for all that you provide in our lives and for all that you do for us. Thank you. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so being a father, I get to experience a lot of life through my children. And I've preached about it before, about the things that I've learned about God again through my children. And today we're going to look at one of those stories. And I have three children, Grace, Nathan, and Sam. Nathan's my middle child, oldest son, and it revolves around Nathan. You see, Nathan is very cautious and very weary. He's not the adventurous type to go out and try new things right away. And this was very evident even when he was really young. We would go to birthday parties, we'd go to other events, and there'd be bounce houses. And the bounce house was something of fear and intimidation to Nathan. While the other kids were inside jumping and having a ball and laughing and giggling, Nathan would be on the outside looking in. Very afraid, very nervous. And I noticed this. And I said, Nathan, let's go in. Come on, let's go bounce around. No, Dad, don't want to do it. And being the father, I wanted to fix this. I wanted to say, you know, this is something that you can do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. You're going to be, you know, just relieved. And no, not going to do it. So as I tried to work with Nathan, I tried to come up with some ideas to get him to go in the bounce house. And the first one was, well, Nathan, what if we just get all the other kids out and you can just go in there by yourself and bounce around and kind of figure it out? Nope. No, I'm not going to do it, Dad. Well, what if we get the other kids out and you and I go in there and we'll bounce around just the two of us? No, that's not going to do it. I said, well, what could it be? What could be causing this problem for him not wanting? I mean, I'm willing to go in there with him. And he said, I'm going to try one more thing. I'm going to say, Nathan, what if we go in there and we don't bounce? We just sit. And he hesitated, but he still said no. But that hesitation told me that there was a possibility, there was something there. And so I got down to his level and I said, hey buddy, look, it's going to be okay. Let's just go in and we'll sit, but I'm going to be with you. I'm going to make sure everything's okay. We're not going to bounce unless you're ready to bounce. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure you're safe. I'm not sure what you're afraid of, but your daddy will be with you. I'll be right there next to you. And he thought about it. He thought about it. And he said, okay. So we climbed in. I got in there. He was very cautious, and he climbed in, and we sat. Big old bounce house. And we're sitting right in the middle of it. The other kids are outside wanting to come in. I said, go away. Get out of here. You're not helping the matter here. Get out. And so we sat there. And Nathan was very content. He was happy. He was fine. And over time, he kind of got up and walked around. And, you know, it's the bounce house. It's got a little bit of a step to it. And he's exploring. I then moved off to the side, and he started to bounce a little bit more. Nathan overcame his fear. He was able to get through this. And now Nathan, if you were to say, Nathan, we're going to have a bounce house, he can literally run from the front door, kick off his shoes and socks, land on the entry, jump in, and be in there before anyone else. He did it. He overcame this fear. Why did it happen, though? What triggered in this fear, what changed to allow him to say, okay, I'll try this? Well, someone he trusted, someone he loved, someone that he knew loved him back, got to his level and said, I'll be with you. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that you're okay. And that registered to him. It was like, okay, I got it. I'm safe. It's okay. I can go into something that I'm not comfortable with, and I can move forward, and it's going to be okay. Why? Because my father is coming with me. My daddy is going to be there. So he did it. He overcame that fear. And it's an amazing concept of having that comfort and that confidence of knowing that someone will be with you. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That same statement is given by our Heavenly Father. He says, I will be with you. And as I was preparing for this, I couldn't believe how many times this is referenced in the Bible. How many times it is said that I will be with you, or for I will be with you. I get an image here that God knew that we tend to like to be in our little safety zone, that we don't want to adventure out, that we don't want to move forward. So God had to repeat this message over and over and over and over again. I mean, we see it early on in Genesis, Exodus, and Joshua. We hear it again in Isaiah and several times in Jeremiah and Haggai. We even hear it in the New Testament when Jesus himself is, you know, it's at the Great Commission statement, and he says, I will be with you always. I think this is a pretty important message from God. It's a message saying that we need to hear comfort. We need to hear that it's going to be okay. That it's okay for us to step out of our box of comfort and to try new things and to do new things for God. You hear it here, and I'm going to just go through some of these verses that I found it. You usually see the statement of, for I am with you, connected with something along the lines of do not be afraid or do not fear or be strong and courageous, for I am with you. I mean, look at that. Don't be afraid. I'm here. Have the courage. I'm here. Do not fear. I'm here. Genesis 26:24. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. In Isaiah 43:5, I will bring your children from the east, gather you from the west. In Jeremiah 1:8, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. A declaration. God declares it, that he's going to be involved. He's going to be a part of this. Whatever you're going through, he's going to be there with you, for you, by you. He is at the center of whatever challenges we face. Whenever fears hold us back, whenever struggles we go through, he is there, for I am with you. And just as I gave that same little encouragement to my son, it's going to be okay, Nathan, I'm going to be right there with you. God is looking at you and he's saying, I am going to be right there with you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is with you? What struggles are you going through? And I'm not talking about, well, I'm going to have a hamburger or a hot dog. That's not a struggle. And I'm not talking about, you know, should I choose this lane or this lane in traffic? That's not a struggle. Or I'm going to be late for work. That's not a struggle. We're talking about struggles for God's kingdom. What are you doing for the struggles of God's kingdom? Where are you struggling right now? What is your fear? What is holding you back from doing what God has called you to do? I prayed a lot about what I'm about to say next. I prayed a lot. It's going to come across maybe a little rough, but I feel that God has commanded me to share this next part with you because it's going to be a challenge to you. And I just pray that you continue to open your heart and listen to what these words say, because there may be somebody in this room right now that is struggling with one of these issues. How's your work going for you? I'm not talking about deadlines on projects. I'm not talking about, you know, your job career and where you're going in your career, but how's your work going for you? Does everyone in your workplace know Jesus yet? Does everyone in the workplace know that you know Jesus yet? Have you invited them to a life group? Have you invited them even to church if you're not going to a life group? How about have you invited them just to the Sunday grill? Why not? You too afraid of what they might think, what they might say? How's your family doing? Has someone in your family hurt you? Has someone in your family come across and maybe doesn't agree with what you believe? Maybe they have hurt you. Have you given them the forgiveness that God gave you? Why not? Is that too much out of your comfort zone? Don't know how to forgive like Jesus forgave you? How's that sinless life going? Are you completely blameless yet? What sin is controlling your life right now? Why can't you stop it? Is it too comfortable? Afraid of giving up that control in your life, saying, I can control this, not no one else, just me, I'm going to control this sin? Is it that hard to let go? How's your heart? Have you been following God's commandment to go and love thy neighbor? And that doesn't mean loving thy neighbor, by the way. That's just going out and encouraging. You know, those people called the homeless, the underprivileged, the widows, the starving children, the illiterate, the sick, the poor. You can add whatever you want on there. Why not? Why aren't you going out? Is it too uncomfortable? Afraid of your time commitment, the time that our God, our Heavenly Father, gave us? Giving up your precious time that maybe you think that you're not good at it. Have you tried? Too afraid? Don't have the courage of trying something new? Ladies and gentlemen, those 4 points, I challenge you, but I tell you here and now, I wrote them for me. I struggle with every single one of those options. My workplace, I don't do it. My family, I've had people hurt me. Have I forgiven them? No. Have I gone out and gotten rid of that sin? No. How about helping others? I do it occasionally when I find the time for me. This is my challenge, and I wanted to share it with you. I think God wanted me to share it with you, because I think we all struggle. Maybe not all of them, but maybe one of them, or maybe another aspect of it. What is your struggle? Why? If God has declared that He is with you, He is going to walk with you in that step to go out and to serve Him, I am with you. You have the ability to know that God is with you. That gives you the courage, that gives you the strength, that gives you the power to move forward. This is no way a guilt trip. This is no way to make you angry or make you feel like you're farther away from God. But on the contrary, listen again, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I love Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I need to believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe that he is with you? God had to repeat this message over and over and over and over again to people like Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah. These are pretty powerful people in the Bible, wouldn't you think? They had some pretty great stories of their own. They had to be reminded of it. We see them as great leaders, people that had great attributes. They still had the fear. And if God can work with them, guess what? He can work with you. He is right there. We just have to believe it. Jesus himself declares this as well as part of his final instructions to his disciples. He says in Matthew 28:20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Well, how can that be? He's gone. No, he's still here. He's still with us today. The Holy Spirit's with us, and we have that knowledge and we have that power to move forward and to do things in the name of Christ. Do you believe that? Fear, anxiety, nervousness, anxiousness, dismay, distress. You can add whatever you want to that list. They have no power against God. God declares it, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for I am with you. I want to go back to the story of Nathan, because there's a whole other part of the story. My side. I knew deep in my heart that Nathan was scared, but I also knew that he could do something, he could do this. I knew he can overcome this fear. And when we finally got through it and through the process and getting him up to where he was at and where he's now able to fly around in a bounce house and do amazing feats of acrobatics, throwing himself in the air and landing on his brother and sister, and then you hear the cries of pain, but they're cries that only last for a moment because then they start jumping again. Off to the side, as I'm now looking in, I'm sitting there going, yes! He did it! He got over the fear. Look at him jump. Look at him have fun. Look at what he's doing. And I know that it even happens to this day when he can accomplish something. Great story. Nathan was in kindergarten this year, and he really struggled. He really struggled with getting his words and his letters and numbers and starting to read. And it's like the third to the last day of school or second to the last day of school, and Grace and Nathan were in the bedroom, and I could hear him talking and doing something, but I was working on lists and other things, and Grace comes running out. Dad, Dad, Nathan has a surprise for you. All right. Nathan comes out, and he has a book. I want to preface this. Nathan, every time we read, he struggles. So here we are, the second to the last day of school. He starts reading a book, page one, page two, page three, page four, page five. And he's not making any mistakes. He did it. He overcame it. He's learning. And he did it this time with the help of his sister, not his father. But don't you see, he's willing to take that step. I'm going to try something new. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But I'm going to take another step. Can't we learn from our children? You can learn from my children. If you don't have any kids, it's fine. You can learn from my kids. If my little six-year-old boy can figure this out, what's stopping you? What are you doing for God's kingdom that's holding you back? What fear? What struggle? Where are you at with this? I can't imagine. When I see that, I get excited. Imagine God. Imagine God looking down at you, and you did something where you stepped out of your comfort zone, and you say, I'm gonna try something different. And you do it, and God's up there going, yes, maybe even doing a little dance, high-fiving some angels. Did you see him? Did you see what he did? Did you see what she did? They got it. They knew we were with them, and he went out and he did it. When we overcome the fear, the dismay, this anxiety, the distress, God celebrates. You celebrate. In your heart, you know what you just did was an amazing feat. 6-year-old boy, yeah, he gets it. He celebrates. We give him the high five. But when God sees you, the grown people of this church, go out and do things for God's kingdom, he is having a party. So I want to leave you with this. Whatever struggles you face, know that God himself is with you. He will not forsake you. He will not abandon you. He will not leave you. He loves you, and he wants to see you grow. He wants to see you go out and make a difference in his kingdom. So please know that you're not alone, that he is with you. We're going to do a closing song where it talks about how if God is with us, what can stand against us? So I want you to think about that as you go through your days, and when you leave this church, know that you are not alone and that God is with you. Thank you so much. If you join me in prayer. Father God, thank you again. You give us the promise that you are with us. We're not alone. And with that knowledge, we know that we can go out and we can make a difference in the world. And we know that with that knowledge that we have the power to overcome our fears and overcome our discouragement. Thank you. Be with us today. Be with us tomorrow. Be with us as we continue to move forward for your kingdom, God. I thank you for the people that are here. May the word have been received well. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.